Well, if you've ever had a burning desire to storm a medieval castle or embark on space adventures with your robot friends, we have a couple of those types around here. Anyway, then you're the kind of geek who might have spent your weekend at PAX East 2011. It's the second annual weekend-long gaming convention, which just wrapped up at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center. We sent our intern and self-professed gaming geek, Anna Pinkert, to find out whether gaming culture has moved past old stereotypes.
Let's start with what you think you know about gamers. Geeky teenage guys who can talk your ear off about World of Warcraft. Meet Natanya Barron. She's the web content manager at Epic Games.
I grew up a couple of clicks west of here in Northampton, Massachusetts. I write for Wired.com's Geek Dad blog. I write for GeekMom.com. I've also written for Geeks Are Sexy. So geek is definitely a big part of the culture.
Natanya says the old school definition of gamer is changing in a big way.
I think the geeks have definitely moved out of the basement. I mean, that's kind of, you know, we're out there in the working world. We're raising families. We're doing things. We're working in places you wouldn't expect us to work.
Looking around the Boston Convention and Expo Center, it's hard not to notice one old assumption still holds true. There were a lot of men at PAX and few women.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with socialization. I know it's definitely hard to step out and say, I'm a girl and I'm a geek.
Natanya says that video games are starting to include more playable female characters, and that's appealing to her.
You know, I'm playing Dragon Age 2. I probably would not be as into the game if I couldn't create my own character, have her be a female, and feel this connection to it. Women have a different approach to games. I mean, it's just the way that we're built.
Games don't always give equal weight to male and female characters.
That's kind of what bothers me in a lot of instances. Like, you only, if you have an option to play a woman, well, she's going to be skanked out. You know, so even the clothes that if you had tried on the male had covered him up to his neck, if you put them on the woman, the same piece of clothing is miraculously going to be a bikini.
That's an attitude reflected in some marketing strategies employed by game companies. Natanya and I were joined on the show floor by Ethan Gilsdorf, author of Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks, and Natanya's husband, fellow blogger Michael Harrison. At one booth, there was a long line to demo a game and take a photo with young women in schoolgirl skirts.
Yeah. Although, it is kind of interesting just knowing that this game, this Duke Nukem Forever, is a game that is just full of, you know, misogyny and that sort of geek gamer, male centric kind of thing.
And they do have a pretty prominent spot here, and there are quite a few people who are looking to play the game. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely, I don't actually see any women at all
waiting.
Queued up to wait.
There's one woman right there. There's a woman towards the front of the line, actually.
Oh, you're right.
Yep, so, but
no,
yeah.
No, actually, I think it's a guy, actually.
Yeah,
That's a teenage guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Natanya heard that organizers at PAX were cracking down on exhibitors who employed scantily clad women as a major part of their display.
It's changed.
Yeah, the gals are a little more covered up than they were initially, and I think this is a really good example of not my demographic.
At a panel on gender in games, Allie Thresher, choreography designer with the game company Harmonix, said the presence of so-called booth babes at PAX discredits her as a game developer.
At PAX Prime, we actually had an incident where someone came over to our booth and asked me a question, and he didn't like the answer I gave him, and his response to me was actually, well, I'll wait till the guys who actually work for the studio come back. You're just like the girl helping out, right?
The line for the Duke Nukem booth would seem to indicate that game developers stick to violent, sexualized content because that's what they expect will sell. Natanya Barron disagrees.
I kind of feel like if you go overboard too much, it becomes a crutch. You know, one of the titles that we just released is called Bulletstorm, and it's extremely over the top, but it's also done tongue in cheek. So, you know, it's humorous, and, you know, there's a female character in it, and she doesn't have cleavage showing everywhere. She's actually really good with a gun and just as smart ass as the rest of them, and it does sell.
Natanya might be right. Just around the corner from Duke Nukem, visitors stood in a line for up to 2 hours to watch a preview for Portal 2, a tongue-in-cheek game in which players take on increasingly challenging puzzles. The character in that game is female, as is her nemesis, a laboratory computer gone haywire.
Our visit to PAX East was produced by Radio Boston's Anna Pinkert.
That's it from us today. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, Massachusetts is said to have the toughest gun control laws in the country, but neighboring states, not so much. We'll talk about the flow of illegal guns into our state.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. Anthony Brooksley back in this chair tomorrow. Join us again then for more Radio Boston.